really seems to work. Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Joint, a person is completely or utterly disabled. Come on, stay with me. This is a turning point. It's a shift for someone to shift into purpose, to turn the corner. All right? So, Jacob finds the wrestler that he's wrestling with has taken from him in one touch all his might. Jacob ain't got no might left. Listen to me. And he realizes that he can no longer stand alone. When he wrestled, one touch, he realized he had no strength. That particular part of the body, when that's gone, you have no strength. You have no balance. Hear what I'm saying? Somebody say turning point. See, until we get there in our spirit, purpose can be very opaque, I'll say, or cloudy. You know, because there's a lot of stuff you can do yourself, like Jacob. You can get it done yourself because you're gifted, you're talented, you can do it. But God had a much larger plan, a much greater destiny for Jacob. And so he had to have an encounter that eliminated his strength. You know, the word says in the book of Corinthians that the weakness of God is stronger than man. Amen. Some of us are full of personality, which is a good thing, and full of wit, and, you know, you're sharp. But let me encourage you, there comes a turning point where God doesn't want you to lean on your wit or your education. All of these things are wonderful to have in that, but see, there comes a turning point where God wants to eliminate your dependence on that. Amen. Your charisma. Yes. Your good looks. Your opera voice. Your talents. All of these are wonderful things. God gave them to us. But at the turning point, when God's about to turn some things, when things are about to change for eternity, God will touch you in the place where you are the strongest, where you think you got it going on the most. God will touch you there in order that your dependence won't be there. I want you to see something here. When God touched him there in his strength, another strength came. How could someone wrestle with an angel? It's not possible. When you read of angelic hosts and visitations and manifestations throughout the scriptures, these dudes weren't playing. One of them killed 185,000 in a night and wasn't done. And could have kept going. They don't get tired. But yet, when God touched Jacob's strength and it was gone, something else came into play. How could he hold on to an angel all through the night and the angel can't get away? He's trying to get away. It ain't like the angel was, you know, pretending. He was trying to get away. He said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." He would wrestle with him all night long. "Let me go." He asked him. He inquired. He said, "Let him go." But then he touched him. And when he touched him, he still couldn't get away. God had given Jacob, without, well, let me read what I have written down here. Without any support of his own, he hangs upon the angel and learns through that experience. Here's the turning point. This is what you have to learn. Remember Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me." So what Jacob learned through this experience was, I'll say it this way, soul reliance upon one mightier than he. He learned through this experience soul, S-O-L-E, in other words, complete reliance upon someone that was greater than him. There's no way he could have held on to an angel had God not given him a grace and a strength to hold on. Without any support of his own, his strength was gone. His force was abated. He was through. But yet he was holding on. Tell somebody, this is the turning point. The dream or the vision I shared with you, that was a turning point in my life. It was the most difficult time that I can remember. The most trying, the most stressful, the most pressured time. But God gave me to see and to know that my help cometh from him. My strength was gone. But that's just when his strength is made perfect. Come on, somebody say the turning point. There comes a time where you and I have to stop trying to figure it out. Worrying ourselves, beating our head, you know, just frustrated, distressed, you know, anxious. You know, it's like the little saying that we say, the guy hanging on, fell off the side of a cliff and was hanging on to a branch 1,000 feet down. He said, "Anybody up there can help me?" He heard a voice say, "Let go." He paused for a minute and said, "Anybody else up there can help me?" And see, that's how we get. Instead of listening to the one that said, "Let go." Because see, the one that says, "Let go," he's the one got you. Amen. Not somebody else can pull you back up there. But at some point in time, you're going to fall over the cliff again. And you're going to have to learn to let go. If we're truly going to enter into purpose, there's a turning point. It can be scary. It can be, you name it, a nightmare initially. Like Jacob, you know, when your strength is abated, but then all of a sudden you look around and you realize, wait a minute, I'm still holding on to this angel? Where is this strength coming from? Then you realize that something has turned around. You know, I like to say it this way. Jacob held on to that angel when he came out of his own strength. And God, in turn, will cause us to take on a spiritual dimension of strength when we come out of our own strength. In other words, you'll have authority in the spirit realm. If he could hold on to an angel of God, what about the fallen angels? What kind of authority would he have over the fallen angels? If he could contend with an angel of God, one that stands in the presence of God, with God's agenda, what could he do with the ones that have fallen? Do you know who you are? Jacob was about to learn that he was no longer that supplanter. Tell somebody again, this is the turning point. Catch this now. This is simple but profound. Without any support of his own, he hangs on to the angel. And he learns from being able to hang on. See, Jacob was one that never hung on to nothing. Oh, he tricked you and he gone. He got your money, he gone. He got your daughters, he gone. Got your cattle, he gone, he out. Got the birthright, I'm out. Here, everything about him begins to change. He's holding on. He's holding on, but it ain't his strength. At some point in your walk in destiny, you're going to have to find out and realize, wait a minute, this ain't my strength. Amen. This is way beyond. This is off the charts. Amen. How? What is this that's sustaining me? When you start to become acquainted with him and understand that he's been your strength all the time, even though you thought it was you and you were exercising you, even while you were you, he was still being your strength. But now he's brought you to the turning point where he wants you to begin to understand that in your weakness, his strength is perfected. You know, the word of God says in Revelation that around the throne is, as it were, a sea of glass. A sea. Can you picture a sea of glass? A sea of glass. You know, if you've ever been out to sea or cruise ships or whatever, you know, sometimes the sea can get a little rough. You know, you know what I'm talking about. It can get rough, real rough. But when it's calm and like a floor, it's calm. Around the throne, here's the throne. All around the throne is, as it were, a sea of, ain't no waves in it. Ain't no ripples in it. Ain't no, white water. It's a sea of glass. Here's the throne. In approaching the throne, and the throne, I'll say it this way, is the place of authority. If you're going to walk in authority, before there's power, there has to be peace. Amen. Amen. We can roar. But if there's not a peace, a tranquility within, it's not really power, it's just you getting loud. Trying to holler at the devil. Because if you approach the place of authority, you have to first go through the sea of glass, which is peace.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. Or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed. Visit our website at www.trbanks.com.